You're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Fantasy Sports Today.
Good Monday, everybody. It is Fantasy Sports Today. I am not Greg Sussman. That's your first clue seeing me on the screen. He is still Corey Parson. He's still Matt Pika. But Greg's off the vacation. Honolulu or something. I don't know. He's going.
No, he's going to Europe. This is his prep. You know, he goes Florida for a week, and then he does the European tour.
Something like Venice. I don't know. He's a big right? Corey, what's up, man?
Yo. Are you awake yet? Yes, I am awake. What's the deal, Miss? I'm about to call you Mr. Sussman. You're not Mr. Sussman. You're Mr. Seeley, the all-in kid. So I am here live this morning. I don't know, my volume, my microphone don't sound right. Is this thing hooked up correctly? Huh?
You sound fine to me.
I sound fine to you, Matt. I sound all right?
That's above my pay scale.
Okay, it's above your pay scale. I get that one.
I'll already off your bag and start with Craig.
Bavona says I sound delicious. I don't know what that means, but
nutritious.
I'm glad to be here, Jake. So, what we got going down today?
Or you sound scrumptious. How about that?
Oh God.
It's going to be a busy day. It's going to be a busy week entirely. Obviously, we got to talk to all the news that happened over the weekend. Spring training full effect. So we're gonna have to talk. I hope you're ready to talk about that, Corey. Because we got.
No, I'm not.
Just say Otani.
Yeah, just say it. We are going to talk about Otani. We're going to talk about Otani in his first debut in his spring training. We are going to get to the Olympics in the second hour for the last ever Olympics recap for at least two more years because the Winter Olympics are finally over. Corey, are you at least pleased that we finished in fourth place?
No, we should be finishing in first place in these competitions.
We're not a Winter Olympics team.
But why not? Then we need to withdraw.
Was this one of our highest like gold medals
in the Winter Olympics?
Yeah,
that's what I heard, and I was like, "Damn, we really are good at the Winter."
And you know where most of the gold medals came from? Actually, you know where most of the medals came from?
Minnesota
skiing.
All the X Games. It was the half pipe for the men's and the women's, the slope style for the men's and women's, the big air for this. I tried to tell you guys.
No, I mean I do enjoy watching. I enjoy watching the alpine skiing a lot too, though. I think you know that super G and all that slalom stuff. I really enjoyed the Olympics, though. I have to say.
Or did you end up watching any of them?
I didn't watch. All? My goal was not to watch 1 minute of Olympic coverage, and I completed that goal over the weekend.
You get a gold medal for that.
Yes, I get a gold medal for that. That adds to our medal count. Me not
you
watching
can't
any
have a
Olympics.
Goal. You can't have a goal where your goal is not to watch a minute. Like, that's not accomplishing anything. Just by not turning it on, you're already accomplishing it. So,
as you're scrolling sometimes, you know what I'm saying, or people talk about different stories and stuff that's going on around the competition, one could get curious. I like that curiosity tried to get me several nights, and I said, hell no.
And I'll add the caveat that, you know, the fantasy exec is a fan of the mainstream media, and like, how does he not go to Channel 4? I find that hard.
Yes, I love NBC.
Really?
I'm an NBC guy. Yeah.
So you're telling me you got tempted and you refused?
I was tempted.
All right,
I was tempted.
All right. Well, we're gonna come back after the break and talk about some of the bigger news. Actually, football, because guess who got an extension? Everybody.
The 19th highest paid quarterback.
Blake Bortles. We're going to talk about him when we come back. It's Fantasy Sports Today with Jake, Greg, and Matt. The victories begin in January. The Fantasy Sports Writers Association named Roto Experts winners of two prime fantasy baseball awards. Tim McCullough and Scott Engel joined champion fantasy ranker Jake Seeley on the mountaintop, and now their triumphs are yours with the RotoExperts.com 2018 Exclusive Edge Fantasy Baseball Package. A full squad of high-profile winners such as Michael Florio and Joe Galina, they're here to help you take it all. Enter code FNTSY at checkout and join the Exclusive Edge Winners Club at RotoExperts.com. Welcome back to Fantasy Sports Today. Look, I'm already messing up too, Corey. I called you Greg.
That's all good.
and everything messed up over here. We're just not ready for it.
I think the audience knows the difference, you know what I'm saying, between me and Mr. Sussman.
Slight.
It's a little bit. Jake, I noticed that when you that commercial that played before we came back from the break,
yeah,
where you were tuning your own horn, was that tough for you to record?
That's actually the one I didn't want to record because that's the one that mentions me.
Yeah,
like, I wanted the other one that doesn't mention me because I always think it's weird to read a commercial where you're mentioning yourself.
Yeah, that's why I asked you the question. I figured that would be a weird feeling, but it came out well, so that's cool.
Oh, I appreciate the fact that it came out well, or that you're saying that it came out well. What'd you think, Matt?
Yeah, it sounded fun to me. I mean, why not? You know, it's a commercial. Have fun with it.
I actually hate my commercial voice, by the way. So I'm glad that it worked out. But speaking of commercial voice, to continue with that, by the way, you have to get everybody to know you can create an Ultimate Dynasty Keeper or Redraft League using Fantrax free commissioner product. Find out how it feels to have the deepest player pool, multi-team trades, plus player salary and contract options at your fingertips, all of which are fully customizable. With the Fantrax Treasury, you can set league fees early and safely distribute payouts with a third party so you don't have to track down all of your payments. Best part, there's no break in the action. Once the regular season ends, Fantrax leagues are immediately open for the next season, which I find very intriguing. Find out why Fantrax is the home of all fantasy sports and check out FantasyTrax.com today. By the way, enter promo code AL. It's A-L. Sign up for the chance to win 10 private consultations with Fantasy Baseball Hour host Al Melchior, valued over $100, $109 to be exact. So if you want some personal advice, what are you going to say, Matt?
No, I wanted to ask, are you doing a beat Jake Sealy on Fantrax? Like, you know.
No, I am actually not, but I am doing one over. I got a free entry like Corey did over to the Scout. So you can go against me in the $44 one.
There you go.
Fantasy, you like exact. That,
how's yours going?
I might be on the clock, as a matter of fact. I'm glad you mentioned that.
I was just on the clock. I took Dustin Fowler with the 8th pick in the 21st round.
8th pick in the 21st round, Dustin Fowler?
And I like that. I think that's actually right around where I remember. So Matt, Corey, by the way, we were talking about the labor draft the night of. I was texting him, and I was, you know, I always want to bounce some of those players off other people's minds, especially someone like Matt. He said, make sure you get Dustin Fowler. And the round I had him queued up for, that was another time where I got sniped by Derek Van Riper. That was that round. He took me like 2 picks before I was about to take him.
Oh, that's interesting. Now, you see, well, I'm not on the clock. Can I read my team to y'all so far?
Sure.
Because I kind of was just doing this while I was like...
Yeah, Bortles can hold off.
All right, we'll get to Bortles in a second. All
right, hey, real quick, because this has no place to really put in the show. I just want to tell you guys about this. Did you know Kevin Smith almost died?
I saw he had a heart attack, a massive heart attack.
Yeah, I just seen the tweet right now. So apparently he had a show, canceled the second one to go to the hospital to get checked out. He had 100% blockage of his LAD artery, which is also known as the Widowmaker. If he hadn't canceled the second show, he would have been dead.
Wow. Now, did he lose a lot of weight? Because I remember he was...
It looks like
he's
it.
Always,
he looks
he was
thin.
Always heavy, and then I heard something, or maybe I saw something, but I don't remember. I met him once in L.A. at the Target. At Target, he was in the parking lot. He was wearing one of those hockey jerseys like he famously wore all the time.
Yeah. He's not like Clerks and... what's the Bob... Jay and Silent Bob, he's not that heavy. He's a little bit overweight, but he's definitely slimmed down a little.
Oh, good for him. Look, he saved his life, and he's losing weight, and hopefully... Yeah.
I hope he's all right, no doubt about it.
All right, Corey, what's your team looking
like?
Okay,
hold on one second. Before we get to my team, maybe I know, who is this Kevin Smith? Like, what was he in? I know he's famous.
I just told you. Jay and Silent Bob, Clerks. He directed those, what were they called, Matt? There was like a whole name.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of
the
name, too. I can't think of it.
Okay.
He basically, you know, guys like Ben Affleck did a bunch of his movies.
All right, cool. I got
it. Was it Mallrats or something?
Mallrats was him.
All right, cool. I'm glad that he's doing well. All right, my team. All right, so I have Jose Abreu, Travis Shaw, Francisco Lindor, Bryce Harper, Jonas Cespedes, Chris Archer, and Yu Darvish. That's what I have through 7 rounds.
That's a good start.
It's a decent start.
That's a different team than the one that Billy Hayes was coming at you for.
I'm sick of Billy Hayes. I am sick of Billy Hayes.
Billy, I think Chris Archer doesn't get enough respect.
Yeah, I agree. I think Chris Archer don't get enough respect either.
What is he, like the one of like 6 or 7 that could get over 200 strikeouts?
Yeah, no. I mean, look, I like him too. I have him around my 15th or 16th starting pitcher. And I think he is getting traded to the Dodgers at some point. They just need that. other arm to solidify that. This team is too good. They can't go this season with that rotation. But I think he does need to get out of the American League East. It's a kind of a catch-22 because he's so good at the trap. But the one thing is, you know, pitching to your peripherals is something that has to get done. I mean, I had him for like a 3.64 ERA, but we'll see.
Let's see what I have for. Is that the rest of your? That's it, Torrey. Right, that's the end of your team.
Yeah, there we go. We're only through. We're only through the first seven rounds, so I get another.
I have
pick
him for 3.70, so I'm right there with you, Matt.
Yeah, no, I mean, people are like saying, you know, people are worried, is he going to pitch? I get people's apprehension. We were doing a thing on Twitter this morning. I jumped in on Rob Silver, Jeff Zimmerman. I think Sporer got involved too. There's a few people on it. And I understand people's apprehension. You know, in an ex-FIP league, he's fantastic. But when when you're dealing with ERA, It's been difficult.
He takes a hit, but you know, I have him a fourth in strikeouts. Say the 230.
Yeah, no, I mean, look, 200 innings and 230 strikeouts like every year.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, it does play. And if like Darvish could be at 350 and he's a full right there, your ERA is pretty much, you know, cutting. You got like a 375 ERA now with all those strikeouts, and you know, the word apprehension, I think, is the right word to use.
These leagues, Jake, I think if you read the rules, I don't know if you read the rules, I think these leagues end at the end of, these leagues don't go until October.
I think you're right.
They end in August?
These leagues end in August.
That's terrific.
Yep.
That's the best news ever.
Yeah.
Thank you.
But aren't these leagues no pickups?
There's no pickups.
Yes.
Yeah, there's no pickups.
It's 44 rounds.
Yep.
So,
set your lineup, but you know, every week. Mm-hmm. And then, but they
definitely end early. Remember something last year? Like,
yeah.
Do you have a question, Corey? Or do you just want to read out your team?
I just wanted to read it out, you know, because, like, do I have enough power, speed, so far, and stuff
Abreu,
like that? I had Abreu.
Travis Shaw. Who was your first round pick? Who'd you get the first?
Bryce Harper.
Oh, you got Harper Lindor?
Harper Lindor was my start.
I like that start.
Yeah.
So, and then
he looks jacked, Lindor. He went into camp this year.
Well, actually, you know what? All right. So here's the thing. We were going to talk about this now, but since you brought up Bryce Harper, let's talk about it now. And then we'll say if we get to Cespedes, it might be because next segment, we're definitely talking about Odell Beckham. So we might have to loop back around to this. I want to ask you about the Bryce Harper. So here's the Bryce Harper situation. I don't know if you guys missed this, and this is why it ties into him. Trey Turner, the news was that they're going to let him have quote unquote free reign on the base paths. Why that affects Bryce Harper is because he's batting immediately in front of Bryce Harper, and free reign in the base pass, as you guys know, if he's going to be out there stealing second base every time he's on base, Bryce Harper might be getting pitched around a heck of a lot more this season and seeing less quality pitches and getting more walks, which helps him in on-base percentage leagues, but might affect him overall. Matt, especially for something like this where you see Corey have Bryce Harper, like, does that come into play at all? Are you concerned at all? Or do you think that Rendon is enough of protection that they won't pitch too much around Harper?
It has to like a little bit of concern. But, I mean, for me, Bryce Harper is Mike Trout without the stolen bases, you know. So I get it because we start with Pujols and Trout. And, like, Trout wouldn't run, and Pujols didn't want him running and stuff. But I think this lineup is too deep. This team is too good. So, you know, some teams will try and pitch around them like we saw that time. It was 2016 when they walked them, like, I don't know how many times that one series in Chicago. But I don't think they're going to be able to do it. I'm still going to take Harper where he's been going. And as we get ever so closer, I'm liking Trey Turner more and more, and I might have him as my number two over Jose Altuve.
Oh, wow. That's breaking news right there. Yeah. Move him all the way to the draft board, huh?
I think I have him at number four overall, as a matter of fact. Corey, would you have, if you were to do this news before you drafted, would you have thought twice about Bryce Harper, or is it the same thing?
No, I still would have had the same opinion. Bryce Harper is one of my favorite players.
See, my argument for Harper over Stanton,
maybe that's not a good idea, but
is Harper can bat 320 and hit 40 plus homers.
Yeah.
I mean, Stanton could hit another. He could possibly hit 60 plus in Yankee Stadium, but and I think he did make corrections with the swing and all that.
Who, Stanton?
Stanton last year. He did make corrections, but I'm going to take the guy that, you know, can bat 320 and hit 40 plus homers and in a perfect storm season hit 50.
See, that's funny. It's because I'm a little bit different. I actually have Stanton second. I go Stanton second, then Altuve, then Trey Turner. I have Trey Turner fourth. But my thing is, I completely understand and agree with what you're saying, Matt. But the fact is, for me, for Stanton, is I have him for over 50 home runs, which has the RBIs up in the close to the 120 range. And I mean, there's nobody even Harper that's coming close to that.
Yeah, I mean, where they're going, I'm fine with, you know, Harper, Stanton. If you get if you're getting those guys anywhere from pick eight
splitting
on
hairs,
it's, you know, that's great.
Was you guys, Corey, was Joey Votto still on the board?
Joey Votto was still on the board, and he was a consideration.
All right, so if you knew this news about Bryce Harper potentially being pitched around with Trey Turner running free reign, would you have thought about Joey Votto or still Bryce Harper?
I would have gave more consideration to Joey Votto. I still would have went with my guy.
Just would have thought about it for the extra 30 seconds.
Yeah, I was like, oh, well.
It was a great Joey Votto interview, though, by the way.
Oh, yeah, that's just true. We got to come back and talk about Odell Beckham. We'll talk about him first. Then we talk about Joey Votto later and more stuff. It's Fantasy Sports Today.
Hello, friends. If you want to win at fantasy sports, wouldn't you listen to people who have already won at fantasy sports? I'm here to tell you about DailyRoto.com. Don't be intimidated by the DraftKings and FanDuel sharks, even the fantasy draft sharks. The guys at DailyRoto.com have not only won $1 million amongst one of the writers, but they've created three others. That's four people who have won millionaire contests from this content alone. Don't be fooled by screenshots talking about $25,000 winners from other places. Go to DailyRoto.com, where they have a proven track record of creating millionaires. DailyRoto.com. Tell them Greg Sussman sent you.
Gonna wrap it, Corey?
No,
I played it just for you.
This was the jam right here, too. Yeah. This was the jam, but. Did you
even know what he was saying?
Nothing. Put your hands where my eyes could see. That's
it. That's the only part I knew.
That's the only part.
The beat and everything else was fantastic.
Have you seen Busta Rhymes lately?
I have not.
He's about 400 pounds.
Is he really?
Yes, he is.
And he shaved. His hair's all gone, so it takes you a second to even recognize him. Well, he was on a TV show, Corey, wasn't he?
Sounds like he looks like Kirby Puckett post baseball. Yeah, I mean, Kirby Puckett got large.
He looked like a retired offensive lineman. I forgot which show it was. What did I see him at recently?
He was in a show, and somebody was talking to him, and there was like it was a suite somewhere or something like that, a sports game, and he was talking to Busta Rhymes about something. I forget what it was. That's annoying. We got to talk about Blake Bortles.
Yeah, my man Blake got his contract.
Yeah, real quick, though. Exclusive Edge package, which you were talking about before. Make sure you get the RotoExpert's Exclusive Edge package. It's on sale now. This year's version, packed with more analysis than ever. An all-new chat channel every single day where you can chat with the team, get prepped for draft day with their deep pools of stats and projections, and an improved cheat sheet generate. Get those rankings, Corey, from you-know-who, right? The top fantasy guy, Jake Seeley.
Yep.
Myself. It's still weird to say that.
It's very weird.
You get tips from Tim McCullough, by the way, award-winning Tim McCullough, insider insights from Hall of Famer Scott Angle. Enter code FNTSY at checkout for a discount on the Roto Experts Exclusive Edge Fantasy Baseball Package. But back to football real quick. We are going to come back to baseball because we got to talk about Cespedes and Ohtani from the weekend. But football-wise, Blake Bortles, everybody, this has been teasing it for almost the entire hour. Brand new contract. I'm not even going to say what I think off the top. I'm just going to set it up for you guys. What do you think that actually means?
You want to go? You go ahead.
I'll go first. I mean, wasn't he guaranteed with the injury that he was going to be on the roster anyway? So I think it's pretty much the $65 million, it gets to that point with incentives. And if he's the 19th highest quarterback, personally, I wanted to see them go a different route if I'm a fan of Jacksonville. And really try and make at least a play for Cousins or upgrade a position. But all things considered, it's not like he's being overpaid, if I want to use that. I mean, when you consider his price tag now.
Yeah, I look at the situation right here where, I mean, listen, this team is not going to start over with a brand new quarterback, especially not with a rookie quarterback. You look at what's out there in free agency. I think they decided, you know what, we'll go ahead. Like you said, he had the injury thing that made him on the roster. So we'll go ahead and extend Blake, give him a shot. I mean, the team did. He did take the team He was a part of the team that went to the AFC Championship game this year. I think it's key right now, though, to go ahead and franchise Allen Robinson, because you bring Blake back, mm-hmm. you got to have somebody for him to throw the football to. You need a dominant weapon on the outside, which Allen Robinson can be. So I think you lock up Blake, you get Robinson back in the camp, and then you go with your 13, 14 games of Leonard Fournette.
Well, and that's the real key, is because the base salary this year is only $5 million. Next year is the big hit at $16 million, but the dead cap is $16.5 million if they got rid of him. But the flexibility is after 2019, where the dead cap is only $5 million if they get rid of him, and the cap hit would be $23 million if they do keep him. So either there's one of two solutions that are going to come in 2020. Either he's getting cut, or he's getting restructured because he's been playing well enough. So there's only two. He's not playing under that $23 million cap hit in 2020. We can all tell everybody that much. That being said, I kind of agree with you, Matt, is the fact that I wanted them to go in another direction. At the same time, Blake Bortles got them as far as they did. I think to what you said, Corey, that was what I was saying. The biggest thing out of this is they're going to make sure they keep Allen Robinson. If they have to franchise him and they can't work out a long-term deal, they're not going to let him walk, which is the smart move. That's what we wanted to see with the Jaguars. We wanted to say, hey, you know what? You got this close. You got a number one wide receiver. Don't let him walk away if we are going to continue with Blake Bortles. But I don't think this necessarily means they're sold on Blake Bortles. I still see them potentially drafting somebody.
Yeah, I think they're going to get involved somehow in a quarterback market or take a free agent to back him up. The question for me really is, would you have wanted, say, Alex Smith? And I think he's got $70 million. I don't know the each year terms of it. Or Blake Bortles. With this team, I think I'd rather have Alex Smith. I mean, maybe I'm wrong, but I think I'd rather go the Alex Smith route with this team, but I don't think it's that big of a difference.
See, I can see that. I'm going to go Blake Bortles. For this team, I was sitting on the outside, remember a couple weeks ago, we were all talking about it. I was saying, if I'm the Jaguars, it's either Kirk Cousins, and if it's not Cousins, then just go back to Bortles. I mean, Bortles played well enough. He got you as far as he did. I can see your point, especially with Alex Smith playing a smarter game and a safer game given this team, and especially if they're going to be as great as they are in defense. I think I can see where you're coming from. Alex Smith makes a little bit more sense because you don't worry about the turnovers. The defense is going to keep every game in control. You just need to put 20, 25 points on the board, and you're probably winning most games. So I can see where you're coming from. But I just thought of it more of the fact that if it was either Kirk Cousins, if not, just go with what you still have, Corey.
It's also important for that Jacksonville Jaguar team, and I agree, Jake. If it's not Cousins, go with what you got. Don't go get A.J. McCarron because you might be moving backwards, even though I'm an A.J. McCarron guy. But I'm a fan. I like backup quarterbacks.
What about Colt McCoy backing up?
Oh, gosh.
He'll take his job. That's right there. That's Colt McCoy's job.
How about Colt McCoy backing up A.J. McCarron? Then what are you going to do, Corey?
You start Colt McCoy. Colt McCoy's your starter. If that's the scenario. The Dub Nation, the Golden State Warriors at Madison Square Garden tonight. But back to football. I look at the situation where if this is important about the defense and the defenders on the team. I'm telling you, don't overlook the fact that these defenders have to stay out of trouble this offseason for that Jacksonville Jaguar team to be successful. And they got some dudes on that team that's goons. Don't forget that.
And you're worried about that?
Yes, I do. Because
I think you have to nowadays.
Yeah, you have to. We've already seen Kareem Hunt have something this offseason. We're going to
Is it the NFL as a whole, or you're kind of making it out? Like, to me, I thought you were saying that Jacksonville might be a little bit worse than most teams.
Well, they got Dante Fowler. He hasn't had a clean offseason since he's been in the NFL.
But he's in and of himself. I mean, we're going to talk about the other 20 players on defense outside of
Fowler. I'm not always just worried about players. I'm worried about people trying to exploit them, too.
Yeah, you got
to
worry about that.
You got to worry about, just the situation sometimes they find themselves in. And when you're young like that, we were all young, you just sometimes, you could say it's a lack of judgment, but you're young, you're out. Maybe you're not with the people that have your best interests all the time, and somebody can try and, exploit it. So that's what you got to worry about.
And then, like you said, that goes for everybody. That team, they got the Jaguars defense is paramount to that team. They got some dudes on that defense that, don't mind, mixing it up a little bit. So I think that's important for them. And as far as, the players and, the people, the company you keep, you got to have, a dude on your team that's, a no-man.
Yes, that's very important.
Everybody's got a yes-man.
These people have been told how great they are.
Exactly.
And all their posse's just like, yeah, whatever, man.
Yeah. But you got to have a no man. You got to have somebody to be willing to be like, yo, nah, don't do this. You know what I'm saying?
Somebody that can check you.
Yeah, somebody that can check you. Because that person is your real friend. And you said posse just now, Matt. Remember when Phil Jackson got in trouble for saying that? Oh. I don't like Phil Jackson. I really don't. I'm not a Phil Jackson fan.
Why would you?
Yeah,
one of the most overrated coaches of all time.
He really is.
Yeah, I mean, you could say that, but I mean, you could say Phil Jackson's one of the most overrated. But he did it with that group. I mean, we gotta start saying that about every coach that has the best players.
No. I not at all. He's put it this way, Matt. I'll say this real quick. He's a great coach. Is he one of the best ever? No.
You know, and I just think, you know, the problem with people in life is as we get older, we get like more and more stubborn in our ways. And what he tried doing in New York was just being stubborn and old. And not,
no, he had his triangle gimmick, yeah. Which basically
yeah, but that was like 20 years ago.
Exactly, but he never gave it up. I mean, he took the NBA by storm when he came out with that, and it worked from two different teams and two different stud teams. And then, like you said, he got stuck in his ways and refused to adapt. But
yeah.
Hey, you know what? Transition. Are you ready for this segue? Speaking of not being that same way, letting himself adapt. Let's talk about Cespedes. This might be intriguing.
Oh, what is he going to do?
It is intriguing.
He's not playing golf at all. He's given that up. And he's taking on yoga, both with an effort to stay healthy this year, both in an effort to keep his flexibility and ability to stay on the field. And then you see that mammoth shot that he hit in spring training. It is spring training, but Matt, I mean, this is almost kind of like a buy or sell. Are you buying the new Focus Cespedes with no golf and adding yoga?
Yeah, no, I'm buying those two things, and I'll get into that a little more. But I'm also buying his price. It's got like him and Braun where they go. I know injury risk and stuff, but these are guys that have the potential. And Cespedes, if he gets anywhere near 500 at bats or more, he's hitting at least 30 home runs. I like the fact that it's yoga. He's not doing the weightlifting as much. Like last season, I wanted to hear that from Noah Syndergaard. I don't want to hear that he came in and added like 10 pounds of muscle when he's a pitcher. I want to hear that he's doing yoga, he's expanding, yeah, yamne or amne, whatever it's called, but all that kind of stuff. You want baseball players need to be flexible. This is not the NFL.
Corey, it's not all about and stuff like that.
No, but he's doing yoga. That's a good thing. It shows that he's trying to get his mind and his body in the same place so he can have that good karma, that good chemistry around him. He's not playing golf. He's still smoking them cigars. He probably needs to stop smoking them cigars,
too. I don't really mind the golf once in a while.
Yeah.
You know, just to give yourself a break and something you like doing.
You don't want
to
throw your back out like that.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
No,
I guess
so. Look, I played baseball and golf in high school. It doesn't mess up your swing as much like people think it does.
No. Okay.
Yeah, no, but he was like killing it with the Mets. When he's healthy and was killing, he was golfing like every day. So, yeah. I mean, that was really not the issue. But as you're getting older and stuff, especially with your legs, I think the yoga, and at some point with baseball, you just can't be so jacked and all that kind of stuff. It doesn't work, especially you
like
get
Thor.
Yeah, it's not the right thing. So when I hear yoga, I mean, I've never done yoga. I don't ever see myself doing yoga. But I think for like baseball, it's perfect.
Corey, are you ever going to do yoga?
We should get a yoga outfit for the fantasy exec.
Yeah, I've done yoga before. I like yoga.
You like hot yoga?
Oh, hold on. The only reason Corey likes yoga is so he can go look at some people.
No, that's not for real. They was looking at me.
Corey likes yoga pants. That's what he said. All right, there's one more factoid, really, when it comes to Cespedes news that we didn't get to. We'll have to do that when we come back from the break. Fantasy Sports Today, Jake, Corey, and Matt.
How's it going in there?
5 more minutes.
Okay, let's play a game. 2 truths, 1 lie. We're not going to be late to the party. In the time you've taken to get ready, you could have been on your way to saving a life. And I'm wearing that tie you hate.
We're not going to be late. We're 10 minutes away. You wouldn't dare wear that tie. And I can't save a life. I'm not a firefighter.
Actually, I swabbed my cheeks last week.
It takes less than a minute to get your cheek swabbed. Register at dkms.org and you can be a superhero by helping someone out.
Final segment of Hour 1 of Fantasy Sports Today. Jake Seeley, Corey Parson, Matt Pekka. I'm going to turn it over to Corey for the second hour. After that.
Sound like Jake is drowning again. See, we got. So, Matt, because if we can't hear him, it means the audience can't either, Matt.
I would assume that to be correct.
Yeah. So they're going to fix Jake up, get him rocking and rolling. I'm having a good time so far today. It's Monday. I got a busy week, man.
Yeah, and I was up early. My wife was had to get up at 4, so I heard the alarm. I got up. I went back to bed for an hour, but then I heard my dogs crying.
Yeah.
She put them in the cage so she can get out of the apartment. So I wasn't going to stay in bed.
Where'd your wife had to travel to this week?
San Diego for her.
Oh,
she was
that's nice.
All excited, and then she realized it's pretty much the same weather as here, but rainy there.
Oh, that's so.
San Diego is beautiful. Yeah.
San Diego is amazing.
I will be the tourist. I'll promote their tourist industry.
I got a cousin that lives in San Diego.
I'd be visiting.
I need to go check him out. You know what I mean?
Fish tacos.
He's ex-military. He's former Marine.
Yeah, no, the military is big down there.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Like for me right now, San Diego would be like the perfect lifestyle.
You like that?
Yeah, I mean, laid back. I'm going to be 45 in 2 months, so I'm putting the gear back a little, you know.
You looking to
relax.
You're not gonna call it quits, though.
No. But my, you know, my club days and stuff like that.
Oh yeah,
are behind me.
That part of it is over. Yeah. That, you know, I agree with you on that one. I can't even really stay up too late. You know what I'm saying? Especially not if I'm drinking. You know what I mean? I had to get to bed early. And I don't really drink heavy like that no more anyway. You know what I'm saying? I'm slowing down in my old age.
Yeah, when I go out, I'll drink. But when I'm home, I really don't drink. But the problem is I go out, I have a beer, and then you do a shot of like Jameson.
Yeah, and then next thing you know.
You do another shot, and you feel
good. Yeah, next thing you know, it's round one round. Good times. And then Nando's there, and you're like, everybody's
you're
having
like,
a
this
good
could be
time.
Fun.
Ah, darling kid. How you doing, Jake? We held it down for you.
We're good?
We are good.
Yeah, we're good.
What did you hold down? I don't even know what you held down.
Well, we held down the program until you got back.
Back to Cespedes?
No, I did not go back
San Diego
to
Cespedes. And drinking.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, then as we got like 2 minutes now to get this in. All right. Well, that works. It's two. That was the other part of the Cespedes thing is that he's going to probably basically Galloway came out and said it without saying it. He's batting second because he said that he found out most MVPs end up batting second, Matt.
Yeah, no, I like it. It means more at bats. It means more at bats for Cespedes. Look, the Mets got pieces this year. It's not the way I want them to spend their money, to be honest with you. But it is what it is. And I maybe third at some point if you put Rosario second. I think once he gets more comfortable in the league and shows he can hit, I might like him second. But I don't have a problem second or third for Cespedes.
No, this is like I said, the most MVPs bat second. That's news to me. I find that interesting.
I don't know if we'd have like real numbers. That's just saying what he found. Okay.
I think it's more of a trend now. It's with all these events. You want to get your best hitter the most plate appearances as possible.
Okay.
And by moving him up in the order.
And we make him second and give him up. So we should have Leone do a study on this. Leone does all our studies for us.
Yeah, he's a very smart man.
That's why we have him do our studies.
I mean, look, Trey Turner's batting second, right? So maybe he's winning an MVP.
Jake, you can do some studies, too, but you got a lot of stuff going on. You like to do stuff.
You going to give me an intern for that? No, there's definitely. My only question about this, Matt, is who's batting third? Frazier?
Todd Frazier's a nice guy. I think, in all honesty, Wilmer Flores. I'd rather see Wilmer Flores get more at-bats than Todd Frazier. I mean, the problem is not having Conforto. That's what kind of screws things up, too.
Yeah, that's what kills everything. But it kills the first hour. The second hour, like I said, coming up. Corey's going to take over as we continue Fantasy Sports Today. It's him. It's me. It's Matt Modica. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Fantasy Sports Today.
FST Overtime. Oh, this is not overtime. This is hour two.
Yeah.
Overtime is the next hour.
It's a weird week, I told you.
This is the prequel. This week is a weird week. A lot of stuff going down this week. I actually got to dress up this week. Take off my baseball cap and put on a sports coat. And no, I'm not going to court.
Oh, yeah. What's the occasion?
What do you got going on?
You getting baptized?
No, I'm not. My baptism. I had my baptism years ago. I we doing this program from here for the NFL Combine shows, mm-hmm. and we got to wear sport coats like Joe Lisi. You know what I mean?
That sounds appropriate.
So I can't wear if I wear a sport coat and a hat, I look like an '80s rapper. So I'm not going to do that. Yeah. So
that starts Thursday, doesn't it?
Yeah, the NFL Combine starts on Thursday, so that's going to be fun.
We got that. Hey, Corey, you know what we got coming in the end of March, too, is there's going to be a NFL draft special on the players, the skill position players with myself, Lisi, and Emery.
Oh, that's going to be fun. That's going to be good time. So y'all going to do that at the end of the month, huh?
Mid-end. I might do it when I'm up there for tout. If we can't get it then, that'll be towards the end of the month.
Yeah, that'll be good times right there. So stay tuned for that program as we get you covered for the NFL draft and baseball coming up and everything like that. Matt Medica, I guess, did we already talk about your weekend? You said you didn't do much, right?
No, I had some delicious. I was in a chicken cut comer yesterday. My mom made.
Where'd you get the chicken? Oh, you from your old?
Yeah, I went to mom's and she absolutely crushed it yesterday. Fried, but not like deep fried.
Anybody ever had? You ever had the like? You ever been to Nashville and had the hot chicken in Nashville?
No, I would love that though. I love hot chicken and hot sauce.
Oh, okay. Bavona really likes it.
I thought that was Jake for a second.
No, that was Jake. Don't use that language.
No, I was nodding along. I've actually had somebody make Nashville chicken, which is definitely better. And I will say this. For as much as KFC is KFC, their Nashville chicken isn't that far off from being.
Oh,
it's
really?
Actually pretty decent. Yeah, it's actually pretty decent.
I'm a supporter of KFC. I don't know why they went back to these Colonel commercials, but otherwise the chicken's damn good.
There you go.
If you want, go try it, Corey. It's not quite the, like authentic Nashville if you've had it, but it's pretty dang on close. If you're gonna get
it, I might try something today.
If I could find the KFC around here, I would get one today. Maybe Chick-fil-A is the alternative, though.
Well, I don't think Chick-fil-A got the hot chicken, though.
Well, they got the spicy chicken.
They got spicy chicken.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense. Yeah, I've had their spicy chicken sandwich. They do a fantastic job.
I could eat Chick-fil-A every day.
It is delicious. So there you go, right there.
They need to come out with the spicy chicken fingers, though, because they have the chicken fingers, but they don't have. You can't get them spicy. That annoys
me. Makes sense too. You know, I like catfish fingers. You ever had catfish fingers?
I don't do catfish.
No, nobody don't.
I'll eat catfish. Yeah. I don't pretty much eat anything. Right. Especially when
I don't
you
do anything.
It.
Like I don't do the ones that swim across the bottom of the ocean and eat garbage.
All right.
I love crabs and lobsters and all that stuff.
I have a good time. So everybody, I mean, I enjoyed the weekend. Did a little power watching on Netflix. But I started this new program called 7 Seconds. So that was pretty good. I was watching some of that. And then I just was doing my thing. I had to come in here yesterday and do some training with my man Pete Considori. Shout out to Pete. And I hosted a program, Fantasy Football Frenzy. What's so funny, Matt?
I saw something on Twitter. Yeah.
Is it Billy Hayes?
No.
Oh, okay.
What's 7 Seconds?
7 Seconds is the series on Netflix about this.
Bull riding?
It's about a police situation that takes place in Newark, New Jersey.
Really?
So it's starting to get real interesting. It's got like a no-name type cast too. So it's like some people doing some great acting that you never heard of. So you can check it out. When we come back on the other side, the Mount Rushmore that we've been waiting for. The great city of New York. We'll break it down. And then plus I got some more stuff to talk about with my man Sean Miller being his own bag man.
Hello, friends. If you want to win at fantasy sports, wouldn't you listen to people who have already won at fantasy sports? I'm here to tell you about DailyRoto.com. Don't be intimidated by the DraftKings and FanDuel sharks, even the fantasy draft sharks. The guys at DailyRoto.com have not only won $1 million amongst one of the writers, but they've created 3 others. That's 4 people who have won millionaire contests from this content alone. Don't be fooled by screenshots talking about $25,000 winners from other places. Go to DailyRoto.com where they have a proven track record of creating millionaires. DailyRoto.com. Tell them Greg Sussman sent you.
I thought this was like an on-target version of Big Pun, but it's not. This is something else. I did watch some other interesting stuff this weekend.
Like?
I watched the Arian Foster podcast. He interviewed Maverick Carter out there at Maverick Carter's Uninterrupted Studios. It's very good. And Maverick Carter is a sharp dude. I guess you kind of got to be. You know what I'm saying? So that was interesting. And then I watched Monique on The Breakfast Club. They interviewed Monique on The Breakfast Club. I wouldn't work with Monique. Comedian, actress Monique. I would never work with
Diva?
Her. Oh my God.
She's the big one, right?
Yes, she's a heavy set. We don't body shame on this program, Jake.
I didn't say she was nasty or anything like that. Yeah.
She's healthier.
You knew exactly what I was talking about.
Yeah.
healthier. Yeah.
She's a healthier. Monique is healthier
you
than
you know
many
what I watched, Corey? What I think was, I didn't think was that funny.
What?
Chris Rock.
Tambourine, it wasn't that funny. Yeah, I agree with you. It wasn't that funny. I've seen Chris Rock do better job than he did on Tambourine.
Like I feel, and we got spoiled. Like if he would have came out before, now I just forgot Chappelle. Like if he would have came out before Chappelle, maybe it would have been a little bit. But I feel like because we waited so long for both of them, and after we saw Chappelle's comeback, and Chappelle's were both really good, and then his was just kind of like let down.
Yeah, I didn't know he had so much things going on in his personal life either. I didn't know he had got a divorce and all of that.
Almost felt like it was just like a confessional.
Yeah, it did. It felt bad for Chris. I was about to turn it off at some point. Like, I shouldn't be watching this.
I've done drugs. I cheated on my wife. And like, I was like, dude, seriously?
Yeah. I wonder if he still has that house in Palisades Park.
Oh, I think, I think he does have that big one out there, like with Mary J. Blige and CeCe. They live out there, too. So I think he still got that crib out there.
They all live together?
Well, she's divorced now, so he might have to live with them.
Especially in Los Angeles.
I know. He might have to live with them now. So I caught that the weekend before last, the Chris Rock joint. So that was good times right there. Speaking of Chris Rock, he's a native New Yorker. Chris Rock is a Met fan or a Yankee fan? Chris Rock's a Met fan, right?
Him and Jerry go to the Met games.
Yeah, he's been sick for Seinfeld before.
There you go. So let's start New York City, Mount Rushmore. So we're going to do it for the five boroughs because New York got a lot of teams and a lot of legendary players. So we're going to do the Bronx, Brooklyn. They're going to have a Mount Rushmore in all five boroughs. We're not going to put one in Jersey. Sorry to the Jersey people. You know what I mean?
I have a question, though.
Yo.
Do you have to be born in, like, say, born in Staten Island?
No. You don't have to do it that way. See, this is what I was thinking, and y'all can help me with this. I was thinking the only place that really needs to have their own designation, I think we got to put
Bensonhurst.
Shout out to Bensonhurst. I think we got to put the Bronx Mount Rushmore. I think we need four Yankees on the Bronx one. Bronx Bombers. The Bronx don't really have no other sports teams. Never really have. The Bronx are known for the Yankees. I think we put four Yankees on the Bronx Mount Rushmore.
So who's the other one? Just out of curiosity. Who else is we take it from the Bronx? Who's the other guy from the Bronx?
What do you mean?
Well, that's right. So I don't know why I'm thinking five all of a sudden.
No, it's four. Four. So we're going to put four, and we're going to put Yankees in the Bronx. Are you cool with this, Jake? We put Yankees in the Bronx?
So we're doing the – so basically this is Yankees – and then what? Are we doing Mets? Because what else is in Queens?
In Queens, we'll do the Mets in Queens, right? And then we'll have, like, Islanders and Jets.
With the Mets?
Yeah. Or should we just say, I don't think that we can get four Mets. Or maybe I'm not adept in Met history. Because if we let's start
with the Mets.
Let's start in Queens, right? So let's.
All right. So how about we do this? Hold on. Okay. Let's wait. We could do Bronx.
Yeah.
And then let's do what most people do. I'm not, because I'm actually a little bit opposite of it. So why don't we do Rangers, Giants, and then you could do Islanders, Mets, Jets.
Yeah.
So you got like 3 and 2 and then 1. You can do like that.
And then we'll put like other people that could be. Like Lou Alcindor. Is he the greatest high school athlete of all time? He played his high school ball in New York.
We're not doing high school.
All right.
Yeah.
We can put the, and then we'll put the Knicks with the Giants and the Rangers.
We can do that way too. So the Yankees get their own
3 and 3. Yeah, I'm okay with that. I hate the Yankees, but I'm
I
want to
know
that.
Who the four Yankees are going to be, though.
I tell you one thing. When we get to the Yankees, I'm not having this Derek Jeter argument with y'all. Derek Jeter's going on the monument.
I don't know.
Derek Jeter's going on the monument. I don't care. I asked for one person, and it's Derek Jeter. Because I think as Met fans, you guys are biased towards Derek Jeter. I think Met fans have a thing against Derek Jeter.
I would put Rivera on there before I put Derek Jeter on there.
Then we got to put Derek Jeter and Rivera.
No, we
can't
don't
do that. I mean, see, the team's got 100 years.
Met fans want to. I feel as if Met fans want to disrespect.
Hold on,
you got Mickey Mantle, Joe DiMaggio, Babe Ruth.
We've never seen them play.
It's Ruth, Mantle, Gehrig. DiMaggio. Those are the four. Like those are the four that will be the Mount Rushmore of the Yankees for all time.
I would agree with that. Yeah. Did we say Mantle was on that list too, right?
Yeah.
Okay, got it.
Ruth, Derek, Mantle, DiMaggio would be like that. I mean, that's
if we were just going to do one, somebody would have to get bumped for that list to put Derek.
But I mean, post the 80s, is there four Yankees?
Well, you can put the core four.
I would say that's where I would put Jeter, and then I would say Rivera. And then we start having a discussion about the other two.
All right, so let's have that discussion. Post-80s New York Yankees. Do you put Dave Winfield?
I think Don Mattingly, if I'm going to put some.
I mean, yeah, I would go with Mattingly, too.
I love Don Mattingly.
Yeah, he was one of the Yankees I did love in the 80s.
You used to like Don Mattingly?
Oh, yeah. No, I mean, look, there are Yankees I do like. You know, I don't want to root for the team.
No, I don't.
You know, friends of mine would be Yankee fans, and, you know, it's not fun when they're winning and your team is not. And you're
talking about the Yankee fans. Do you dislike the team or do you dislike their fans?
I think it was more when I was like younger and like, you know, Scott still like that today at 50 something. But when I was like, you know, 12 or 14 and I would argue with my friends or Yankee fans and stuff like that. You know, now that I'm older and I'm wiser, hopefully, you know, I realize I'm not getting paid by the Mets, you know. So, yeah, it's more of it was more of the fan. I'm just a National League guy,
okay.
And it's fun to like root for the Red Sox. Like I've gone up to Fenway and I've gone to a couple of games at Fenway.
It's not fun to root for the Red Sox, Matt. There's nothing fun about that.
So, are you agreeing on Mattingly then?
I put Mattingly in there. So we got Jeter, Mattingly, Mariano.
I'll give you my vote for my fourth.
Who is it?
I was thinking about Joe Torre because he's got the playing time.
He didn't put coaches on.
Yeah, that's the thing. Yeah. We're not putting coaches on, but he kind of skirts it because he has the playing time.
That's true.
But I would honestly, if I'm picking four and I'm thinking of what I've seen as watching the Yankees and the reason I hate the Yankees, my fourth would be Bernie Williams.
Bernie Williams. Ricky Henderson is already on the Oakland one, so we can't pull Ricky. I would go Bernie Williams over Dave Winfield.
Andy Pettit.
Well, I mean, Andy Pettit. I mean, he gets no love.
Andy Pettit.
No, I think he's the one to argue with Bernie Williams. I would just take Bernie Williams.
Does he have 300 wins?
That doesn't mean, you know, this is the game keeps evolving.
Yeah.
You know, it's not like
here's the only thing I'll say, Matt, is I'm actually a Pettit fan. I kind of feel like Pettit's in that Frank Gore conversation where, you know, he's like a Trevor Hoffman, too. Like, he compiled a lot more than he was definitely great. He just wasn't elite.
Yeah, but
except for that playoffs.
Yeah, the playoffs. You know, without Andy Pettit, it's a big reason you won those
World Series.
I don't know. I would. As a non-Yankee fan, I would think Pettit would probably have to go on.
Andy Pettit.
He did it, and he did it for such a long time with this team. So,
Bernie Williams was like a pure Yankee through and through.
Bernie Williams was a crybaby. He didn't like
it. It comes down to you, Corey.
Bernie Williams, he didn't like
Did you like his guitar playing?
I'm not a guitar guy. He didn't like when his teammates teased him. He would take it real personally. You know what I'm saying?
He's emotional.
Yeah. It hurts him when his teammates teased him. That's a little form of bullying, too, when you tease somebody that don't like to be teased. So I try not to do that. But Bernie Williams is a grown rich man. You feel what I'm saying? Jorge Posada is important to me, too.
Hip, Jorge.
Hip, hip, Jorge. But if I had to go with one, Jake, I would go with Andy Pettit. Give me the pitcher in those big games. Yeah, I got that. He was a big game pitcher. So and then he had two. He came back and was throwing pitching in big games after he had steroids. Don't matter for Mount Rushmore.
You don't got any Alex Rodriguez love?
I'm an A-Rod guy too. I like A-Rod more as he is post baseball. When he was a baseball player, I was kind of indifferent. But now I'm an A-Rod supporter. Why does that happen? Why do we like people more sometimes when they retire from playing? Is it because we see more of their personality?
Oh, I think he's come across really well in the broadcasting booth. He was just pretty much a prick, kind of like. You know, he was always had to be like the center guy and would take shots at Jeter in interviews and other players. And then, you know, when you get busted a couple times with the steroids and you say it's your cousin Yuri. And
shout out to Yuri.
You know, I only did it in this year and that year, but never but again, you know, it's...
What do you think, Jake?
Kind of phony.
Do you like A-Rod more now than you did in his playing days?
I like him in general now and before. I think that he got too much hate when he was playing, honestly.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I think J-Lo, dating J-Lo will do it, will help you, will help raise
your J-Lo now better than before, believe it or not.
Look at that. Who would have, it's all come together. We come back on the other side. We turn our attention to Queens, and we put the together the Mount Rushmore of the junior varsity baseball team, the New York Mets.
Have you ever wanted to have a fantasy expert in the palm of your hand? Or better yet, in the pocket of your khakis? Well, check it out. Now you can. It's the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app. Download it now to your phone. We promise no weird viruses, no strange tracking things, just 24 hours a day, 7 days a week of pure fantasy knowledge dropping all over your head. It's the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app. Stop being a weirdo and streaming it online. Get it on your phone. Take it with you everywhere you go.
What is this, Cyndi Lauper? What the hell is this? Walking in Memphis.
Yeah. This is like a Sussman tune.
This is definitely a Sussman tune. This is the Sussman playlist.
That's not Cyndi Lauper.
This is the Greggy. I couldn't hear you, Chris. What'd you say, my man? Hey, the board is doing that thing again. You got to talk to me on air, Chris. What'd you say?
I forgot that Greg wasn't in today.
Oh, you forgot. Don't worry about it, Chris. It's all good.
who sings Walking in Memphis?
I don't know that guy's name, but I don't think we need to know.
he's got to be a one-hit wonder, right?
Got to be.
Yeah, I think so.
I just know this is a favorite of Gabe Morency.
Oh, shout out to Gabe. Game time decision. You catch him and Cam.
Did the Grizzlies win him a lot of money or something?
Probably. You know, if it run, Gabe will put a dollar on it.
Big two Tiger inches.
I got the blue one. There you go. He got the blue one. So,
no, Gabe's great.
Shout out to my man, Gabe.
You know that movie where they capture all the humans and they send them out in the field and start hunting them? I can see Gabe doing something like that.
I definitely see Gabe doing that. Gabe is that kind of character. So, game time decisions. Come back today and listen to him and my man Cam Stewart. And then we got the golf show tomorrow with me, Cam, and Dennis. And they probably going to change it again. I don't know why. I think I was doing a fantastic job. But apparently,
they coming for you?
It's always something, man. All right, so, Bet, peep this. Before we get back to Mount Rushmore, we got some things we got to talk about that happened over the weekend right quick. I need to get caught up to speed on some stuff. Jake, what happened with Ronda Rousey and in the wrestling over the weekend? Or was that... Was that over the weekend, or is that like preview for
that
the
night? That was last night.
That was a Sunday Night Raw. All right. Well, yeah.
No, not Sunday Night Raw. It was a pay-per-view.
Oh, pay-per-view last night. So what happened last night with Ronda Rousey?
Did what everybody expected her to do. It was a way too long segment where she comes out to sign her contract to be with WWE, and you know they make it out to be. We all knew it was coming because they need to have plan for what she's going to do in WrestleMania, and what she's going to do at WrestleMania is fight against Stephanie and Triple H. It'll either be with The Rock or maybe Kurt Angle. That's yet to be determined, but comes out with all the niceties and Triple H's talk about how great she is, and then Kurt Angle starts saying, that's not what you said behind closed doors, which just, you know, if you were trying to be realistic, which we all know wrestling's fake, but at the same time, that makes no sense. Like, why would Kurt Angle be like, oh, you guys were talking trash about her before we came out here? Like, it made no sense. And then Triple H pulls him away and says, like, oh, he's had the flu, he doesn't know what he's talking about, and he's walking up the ramp, and he's still has the microphone, and he's like, oh, by the way, remember when you said, Stephanie, that she's washed up and you could beat the crap out of her? So, of course, you know, Ronda puts Triple H to the table, and Stephanie smacks her, and she signs the contract anyway, and it's just, I mean, we all knew that's what was going to happen just to that degree, and it lasted way too long, but you know what? The WWE got what they wanted. Everybody's talking about it because it's Ronda Rousey on WWE.
All right, so there you go right there. That's wrestling breakdown. I knew Ronda Rousey was going to be in the wrestling this weekend. That's a big deal. Matt, Tyler Eifert has been cleared to resume football activities.
I got sucked in. I had some shares, but now I'm early in like the draft champions stuff, you know, where I would have multiple tight ends.
Yeah.
But right now, never again.
Never again with Tyler Eifert. Jake, ever again or never again?
at the right price, I'll do it again. I'll do it the price that I got last year. Ninth round pick, I'll take the gamble on that. I'll throw away a ninth round pick.
All right. I'm not doing it in the ninth
round. If I do it, it's got to be like 14th. The 19th.
Yeah. Yeah. I got to go late.
Look, it is.
I don't think the dude's ever going to play again.
Yeah. The talent's tantalizing when on the field. You look at what he's done.
Hey, Matt, I got breaking news for you.
Uh-oh.
Okay. It is.
The Mets signed A.J. Griffin to a minor league deal.
Who the hell is that?
The pitcher that's been bounced around with the Athletics.
I'd rather see Rafael Montero get the starts and give him a shot and stuff. I mean, it's like these, like Wilmer Flores. I want to see him get the at bats, not Todd Frazier. I don't get it.
All right,
I'm getting angry now.
Don't get mad.
Hey, Rocket Ismail's son just signed with Miami.
Oh,
there you go.
Oh, you know what? Speaking of which, Shaq's son decommitted from Arizona. Yeah.
Oh, that's how wild is that? That coach,
Sean Miller.
The one thing I got to say, like his agent, we always talk about people not getting paid. Certain, it's your agent and what you are able to negotiate. He gets more money if he gets fired for cause.
Yeah.
If he gets fired for cause, he gets more money. So it's like that's just a brilliant. That I just want to comment on that brilliance. So
Sean Miller.
Maybe they knew.
Yeah. He must have knew at some point I'm getting
it
nailed.
Like, hey, buddy, you're doing some shady stuff, so let's get this contract worded this way in case they ever do find out. But, well, here's my question, Matt. What's stopping him from just firing him right now and saying it's not for cause?
I don't think they'd allow him to come back. That's the latest I heard.
I guess, look, if they fire him and they say it's not for cause, he's going to get a lawyer that's going to say, no, obviously it's for cause.
Clearly.
It was just news broke out and then you fired him.
But that's my question. Is like, how do you prove that? That's the tough thing. It's like, I think he's even fighting an uphill battle if Arizona wanted to be hard about it.
Yeah, I think he's just going to try and get some money, much money as he can, and just get the hell out of there.
And get
like,
away.
Here's the thing. If I'm Arizona, even if the coach bombs and was terrible, like what I would have done if I'm just saying, and again, Lee, I'm not a lawyer, so I don't know. I'm just saying from the outside looking in, and this is what I would think, is if I'm Arizona, I would have hired a coach immediately, even if he sucked, and said, you know what? It was too much of a distraction for our team. We need to focus on the tournament. He's fired. We need this guy to come in. And then that's this, so that you have that as your argument, saying it's not for cause.
I mean, how could you have this guy coach his team?
No, I agree. But what I'm saying is,
if they have him wiretapped saying this stuff.
I would love to hear that. No, have they released the audio yet?
Yeah, I don't know, but I would like.
Hello, Miss Jackson. This is Sean Miller.
Miss Jackson, go to the mailbox.
Miss Jackson, the CDs are in the mailbox. Coach.
How do you can't be the coach. The coach should not get caught on the wiretap. The guy that's supposed to be removed from it. You can't be the guy out there.
That was a fall guy. Yeah. Like, there's a lower level. Like now, the quality control guy is supposed to get busted.
Now, listen. My homeboy that I went to school with, Emmanuel Richardson, who was caught up in this same investigation, he's already been to jail for this investigation. He worked with Sean Miller. So what? Both of them was making, like, you already got somebody working for you doing these transactions. Why is Sean Miller getting caught on the wire, too?
That's stupidity on his own part. And maybe just the thought that he would never get caught. I don't know.
$100,000 was the was what he was offering. I forgot who the player was.
You should never say things on the phone that you don't ever.
Yeah,
that's
exactly.
I was taught that at a young age.
It was Aiden, Jay?
Yeah, it was DeAndre Ayton.
Wow. So now, what is the NCAA going to do? Because you can't shut down the NCAA tournament for this thing. CBS is like, oh, we want our money back. Stop playing with us. DeAndre Ayton is projected to be the number one pick in the draft.
One or two or three, somewhere around there. He'll be a top three pick. You don't have to shut him down. At this point, all they have is Arizona. They don't have anything else for sure yet.
Yeah, and people are still going to watch it. People are still going to bet on it. Even knowing that whatever, scandals and stuff, it never stops. The NCAA, the IOC, and FIFA.
FIFA is a good one, man. FIFA is grimy, too. Sports organizations.
Grimy?
FIFA.
That's putting it nice.
There's many hands
like
and many pockets.
Tanking games all the time. Yeah, this is like old school boxing. Like, fights are rigged. You're taking a dive this week.
That's the FIFA organization. All right, New York Mets. We go out to Queens, get ready to construct our Mount Rushmore. We got Mets, we got Islanders, and we got Jets on this one. Now, Matt Medica, I would guess that...
I think we could do four Mets.
Okay, if we can do four Mets, I'm cool with that. Let's start it off with Tom Seaver, correct?
Yeah, it's got to start off with Tom Seaver as far as I know.
Yep.
I don't know nobody else.
Mike Piazza.
Oh, come on, Met fans. Mike Piazza is not.
How long is he a Met?
Mike Piazza is not. Is not.
He, what did he do in 2001 after 9/11?
That was one moment. That was a moment. No, let's not. Propel, let's not. Propel,
no, no.
Let's not. He's, let's not forget this team a moment.
To a World Series.
Yeah,
it's not a moment.
You got to give Piazza more props than that.
Oh, yeah. One, you talking about after 9/11. That was a moment.
Well, I'm just saying.
No, I'm talking about also propelling this team to the World Series and playoffs year after year. He was this team. He was the team offense.
I just didn't look at Mike Piazza as a Mount Rushmore guy.
He's got, what, 7 years with the Mets? That's not enough?
No, that's, I mean, but was it?
4 years that he was with the Dodgers.
Is he a good enough player to be considered in the like with the likes
he
of Tom Seavers?
He averaged 30 home runs every single year he's with the Mets.
All right. I guess, Tom.
You got to give us something.
No, all right, all right. I'm going to be tough on you Met fans on this one. So in Queens right now, we have Tom Seaver. We got Mike Piazza. What other Met?
For my two, I'm going Keith Hernandez and Gary Carter.
Keith Hernandez. I think Gary Carter. I think Gary Carter deserved a spot.
I could go with both of them, too. I mean, wasn't Hernandez there longer than Carter, though? I mean,
I'm not sure.
They were both so impactful.
Yeah.
I would, look, if for the first couple of seasons of Dwight Gooden's career, it was just it was just phenomenal. It was so great. Like, how much we love Jose Fernandez.
Yeah.
That was Dwight Gooden, and Gooden probably was better. But that was 1984, 85, and then, unfortunately, the cocaine got him.
So I don't think we can put Daryl or Doc on one of these Mount Rushmores.
It kills me that Daryl Strawberry left New York and went to L.A.
And both of them, I'm with you, Matt, but both of them, the time, it's kind of like the Terrell Davis argument, like the shortness of the eliteness and kind of the argument. I'm not going to argue too hard, but I like those would be my two. And then we're still leaving out David Wright, despite what he's been for the past.
Well, yeah, I mean, David Wright's got to be on. He's Mr. Met. He pretty much has every Met record.
So would you bump Keith or Gary?
That's the question.
Or does David? Or can we put David Wright in another borough?
I go with Keith. Here's why I go with Keith. That trade changed the Mets. The Mets needed that. That trade. Okay. Getting Gary Carter was the cementing piece, and I loved them both. But I would go for Keith, and Keith was smoking cigarettes in the dugout. So
that's cool.
That's another tiebreaker.
So plus, he thinks everything that he did during the entire time of the 80s was the best thing ever.
Yeah, but he's the greatest to listen to do a game, no matter how bad the Mets are.
I know, that's why he makes it so great.
It's so much fun.
All right, so when we come back, we'll finalize the Mets Mount Rushmore, and we'll figure out if we move David Wright to another borough. It's FST. Not the overtime, regular time, right here on the Fantasy Sports Network.
Hello, friends. If you want to win at fantasy sports, wouldn't you listen to people who have already won at fantasy sports? I'm here to tell you about DailyRoto.com. Don't be intimidated by the DraftKings and FanDuel sharks, even the fantasy draft sharks. The guys at DailyRoto.com have not only won $1 million amongst one of the writers, but they've created three others. That's four people who have won millionaire contests from this content alone. Don't be fooled by screenshots talking about $25,000 winners from other places. Go to DailyRoto.com, where they have a proven track record of creating millionaires. DailyRoto.com. Tell them Greg Sussman sent you.
Definitely off of Sussman's playlist right here. What is this right here? Anybody notice? This jam.
This is like hardcore Sussman.
More Chili Peppers.
Yeah, I was going to say.
I don't know the name
of it,
but I know it's Chili Peppers. That's what I was saying. You're asking the wrong person.
What Chili Peppers?
I actually know more lyrics than I know the name.
I got to say, shout out to the Chili Peppers. I've seen them in concert numerous times back in the day, and they were excellent.
Shout out to the Chili Peppers. All right, I'm cool with that. Oh, boy. Look at this. North Carolina State. All right. Stan Van Gundy. NCAA may be worst organization in sports. No, Stan Van.
No, he's not.
It's close.
It is close.
It's close. But we ain't seen, y'all ain't stole money from a country yet. Promised them the Olympics. And don't come through. So, all right. So, we said for the Mets, for the Queens Mount Rushmore, we got, what's his name? Seaver.
Seaver.
Tom Seaver. Gary Carter, Keith Hernandez, and
David Wright's got to be.
And Mike.
He bumped Carter for David Wright.
Mm-hmm. Oh, we put David Wright in there.
I would say Carter. He's going to say Keith Hernandez. I'm not going to argue too hard because, honestly, the Gary Carter for me is arguing with my heart more than it is.
No, I mean, Gary Carter, that opening day hitting that home run versus the Cardinals, was it?
He's my favorite player growing up, and that's really just what it comes down to. And then I have his autograph that I told you guys about, the picture stuff like that. But if it was from the outside looking in, as trying to be unbiased as possible, it would be Keith Hernandez. He should still be in the Hall of Fame.
We got Seaver, Keith Hernandez, Piazza.
Yeah, Mike Piazza.
And David Wright.
All right. There you go. Your New York Met, Mount Rushmore. So the basketball game the other night, before we put the Mount Rushmore in Manhattan.
Are we talking Knicks?
No. God, no. Golden State Warriors in town tonight, though. They might be at this hotel.
Are you going to the game?
No, I'm not. I got too much other stuff to do tonight. I wish I could have gone.
King's not inviting you, giving you locker room access.
No locker room access. And then Noah was busy tonight. Noah's working on the case, so he couldn't go tonight either. Else he'd have been there. He'd have been in the front row. Because sometimes I worry that he going just up and leave and travel the country with him. Like a roadie.
Like my brother did with the Grateful Dead?
Yeah, exactly. So I worry about that. Like, you know what I mean? I got to take kids to Cub Scouts and stuff like that. I'm not trying to do that. All right, so they was playing the other night, right? And these two teams, things have gotten tense. I'm talking about the Golden State Warriors and Oklahoma City Thunder. Things have gotten tense their last couple of meetings. We've seen Westbrook and Durant forehead to forehead. Obviously, the situation from the Western Conference Finals from a couple years ago. And then you had the two blowouts this year. So the other night, right, first it was Swaggy P. Did anybody see the Swaggy P thing? Swaggy P, he only scores when you're up 15 points. Like, when you're down three and he takes a three, he's going to miss. But if you're up 15 and take a three, he's going to nail that one because it's meaningless. So Swaggy P is draining threes all over the place. Then he does like a little shimmy, right, in front of the Oklahoma City bench. So they kind of got up like, what's good? You feel what I'm saying? I know they felt some kind of way about that. Did anybody see this besides me?
Yeah, I did.
No. All right, cool. So that was the first thing that happened. So that was a little bit of, you know, they wasn't happy about shimmying in front of their bench, especially Swaggy P, because like Swaggy P is like Swaggy P. Who was he? Who was Swaggy P dating? Nick Young was dating who? Iggy? Nobody knows. Just me. All right.
Greg would know.
Greg wouldn't know. He's not here though. He's in Florida. So then later on in the game, the loose balls. Iggy Azalea. Thank you very much, Chris. It was a loose ball situation. Couple players fall to the floor, Russell Westbrook being one of them. Back of Russell Westbrook's leg, hits Zsa Zsa Pachulia. Pachulia then falls. But Zsa Zsa fell right on Russell Westbrook's knee. After the game, Westbrook, Paul George, and other members of the Oklahoma City Thunder said that Pachulia did that intentionally. Kyrie Irving even tweeted, man, the NBA has to take a look at this. This guy's going to hurt somebody. A lot of people thought that after the game, people thought that Zsa Zsa Pachulia intentionally landed on the knee of Russell Westbrook. I did not see it that way. I will share the play with you guys in the break, and we can make a determination on it. But one thing I will say is, though, Jake, anytime Zsa Zsa Pachulia is involved with a dirty play, Pachulia's automatically called out because people think that he's a dirty player. Obviously, the situation last year with Kawhi Leonard immediately comes to mind. Is Zsa Zsa dirty?
No, I think I actually saw what you're talking about, and I saw some of the players saying that. I also saw the tweet defending him, saying he's just awkward. And that's really what it is. Sounds like Pachulia is just an awkward, goofy player, and he just doesn't have that much balance, and he's just, you know, he falls awkwardly, and he fell awkwardly, like on the knee range. I don't think there was any animosity behind it. I just think that he loses his balance easily.
You remember the play from the playoffs last year, right,
man? Yeah. That was more egregious than this one.
But I did not see this one this week. Look, I mean, it's kind of like in hockey where you always have an enforcer on the team, somebody to go take care of these kind of issues.
Yeah.
Like if somebody does something to your star player, you got the guy at the end of the bench who's going to take one for the team.
That guy right there. See, the situation with Kawhi last year, I think that's something that you do that on the street, you're going to get your head knocked off. Everybody knows you give the shooter space to land. You don't run through the shooter. What he did with Kawhi, I think he intentionally tried to hurt Kawhi Leonard last year. I really do. I think he did it with intent, Jake.
I can see that last year. Like I said, I thought last year was more egregious. I don't know, again, if it's just the fact that he's just an awkward, goofy player that can't handle his own body. But at the same time, It was the fact is, whether or not you want to say it was intentional last year, it was. It looked more intentional. Looked more purposeful than last night's.
I think you got to try and.
Who would be
control your
version?
Body, kind of like in hockey, you're responsible for your stick.
Yeah,
and you can't just be like, you know, leaving it up and clipping people in the face. So I mean, in the basketball terms, I get what you're saying about like with the shooter and yeah. And running through it.
You know what's funny? Not what. Well, you say, I don't know if
baseball
I can say
version.
This.
You're talking about like so like you flop into second base type of situation.
Oh, it would be homeboy, Chase Utley. Odor, Utley, they come to mind as baseball goons.
Look, I didn't have such the problem everybody else did with the Utley thing. Like the Albert Bell.
Why?
Taking out
because you're a purist?
Taking out for, no, it's playing hard in the playoffs. And look, maybe you want to outrule that, but what was done afterwards, I didn't like. I think it was better when they had the neighborhood play in baseball.
Okay.
You're protecting the play as much. It's more protection that way. Now you got to slide through the bag, and if you go over the bag, now you're tagged out. You know, it's with sports and with life. When you go to the extremes of what was a rule, things never really turn out good.
A couple weeks ago, not this weekend, last weekend. Oh, I meant to bring this up. I know that I believe it was the Chicago Blackhawks. They had a black dude that played for them, right?
So there are black players in the NHL.
This is new to me. I don't know. I don't watch too much NHL. So the black dude that played for the Blackhawks, do you know who he is, Matt, what his name is?
No, off the top of my head, I do not.
So he goes to the penalty box. So the people, like, you know how the penalty box is, people sit right on top of them.
Right on the glass.
Right on the glass. Put them on the glass. So he goes into the penalty box. And the people around him started chanting, basketball, basketball, basketball. So now, which I think is funny. You know what I'm saying?
It is funny, but it's not right.
It's not right because he's black and they're chanting basketball, more or less saying, what are you doing here? Basketball. I found it to be funny. They put the people out the damn game for chanting this to the player. You feel what I'm saying? Then the coach came out and was like, well, the fans have no respect and we need better than that. At this point, I'm thinking, this is a little bit too serious. You know what I'm saying? I understand the moment. You don't want to get all up in the player's face. But they didn't call him a bad word.
No, but
they were teasing him.
I let a lot go.
You can
go.
Tease people.
I let a lot, look, I agree you can tease people. But in today's climate, nobody can get teased. Everything's bullying. And that's kind of like not right. I mean, It'd be like, you know, if there was like, say, like the 10th man on a basketball team who came out there and they were like, hockey.
Yeah.
Hockey. Jake, I don't know. I'm trying to make the comp.
Jake, I don't think that was that bad.
I think you're skirting a line there.
Yeah, you really are. I got to agree. I let a lot of stuff go.
Yeah.
And I don't like people to be bullied, but I think at some point people need to step. When you get bullied, you need to stand up.
Yeah, it's just like, I don't know. Like, Corey, like, what if we went to Subway and I stood behind you and started chanting fried chicken?
Like, I would have laughed. Then I'm like,
I want some fried chicken.
That's what I'm saying. God. It's like, it's a tough line. Like, it's just kind of, you know what the intent is, and I think that's why.
You know what the intent is.
Right. I think that's the bigger issue.
That was like the NYU lunch this weekend celebrating Black History Month.
Oh, yeah, exactly. The last day of Black History, Black History Month, they're going to chant basketball at the dude. They didn't even take that into consideration. But I'm just like, are we becoming a country? Like, remember what Dave Chappelle said? We becoming a country full of beep, beep, beeps. You know what I'm saying? Like,
That's been going on for a while.
It's really getting out there now, though. Like, when I'm starting, Lord, look at Odell taking the cart ride. This man say on TV, now you're going to be on TV all week because he tweeted zero.
Because he tweeted zero. No, I go back. Look, Carlos Mencia, some people hated him. I actually find him amusing because he just joked all races. And that's the thing. It's just like, I think that America needs to get back to having like a thicker skin. Like, I tell people this all the time. And people always, the response is, well, it's only Polish. Like, people make Polak jokes. I never thought anything of it. Like, oh, you developed the underwater screen door or the flashlight, solar powered flashlight, stuff like that. Like, Polak jokes never bothered me, but like nowadays, like, people are just, it's like everything is like, it's
that victimization is a very profitable industry.
I don't even know if the hockey player made a comment afterwards. You know, if he felt it was that bad, he'll be our Black History Month profile. You know what I'm saying?
When we find out his name.
When we find out his name, we'll make him our profile. We can do that for him.
February 28th.
But they was really like the coach and the GM and everybody was like, that's not going to be allowed.
I'm not down with that, though. I don't think you should do that.
I get
it's not
it.
Something I would participate in.
I just would have stood up and gave it back to them. You feel what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Or I would have hit him with the stick. Well, then I'd have gotten trouble. I'd have hit him with the stick. So that would have been an issue. Got another segment to go and left in this hour right here. Still got the Mount Rushmore for Manhattan. It's fantasy football. Oh, no, it's not. It's Fantasy Sports Today on FS on Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Fantasy Sports Today.
Has Odell Beckham unblocked you yet? You're defending him, and two of y'all apparently have beef.
I haven't been unblocked, but I don't care about that.
Did you create a ghost account like Kevin Durant so you can follow Odell Beckham? Okay. How do you know what he's tweeting then?
They don't know. They're in the news, and they embed him inside the article.
I think our goal on this show is to get that Louis Vuitton boot signed by Odell and signed unblocked.
Weekdays, 9 a.m. Eastern, only on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Turn my microphone on. So I made a mistake. So the black dude, oh my goodness. Battery on my laptop just died. I gotta go get my battery. So the black dude, the hockey player, he doesn't play for the Black Hawks. Silly me. He played for the Capitals. His name is Devontae Smith Pelly. So he's the dude that, what's the day?
February 26th.
I have to do some research on him, and he'll be our final. Who knew?
Wednesday, man.
Wednesday was the end. Wednesday's the last day of Black History Month. Shortest month of the year. Now let me stop. yes, Wednesday the 28th is the last day of the month. So we'll talk about this young man that they chanted basketball at it was the Chicago Blackhawk fans that was doing the chanting at him. Y'all got to do. They had a black dude on their team. It's 30 black players in the NHL. So that's like one a team. They were like, wait a minute, that's two. Nah, let me stop. There's one a team. But this is new, though. This is a new phenomenon to me. How many black people in the Winter Olympics? Probably zero. You know what I'm saying?
It's black people.
Is there some of them out there? I'm sorry.
Jamaican has a bobsled team.
But that's the Jamaican team.
What about our bobsled? She's one of the best in the world.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
All right.
Emily,
I didn't know.
We had Shawnee Davis.
Who is Shawnee Davis?
Speed skater.
Okay.
Yeah, I only watched the X Games stuff, and there was none in there, so I don't know. Yeah.
No, that's too much. That's too risky.
Well, I got two, so.
Good job. There you go. I didn't know that because I didn't watch no coverage.
It's too risky, but it probably definitely helped, especially with like the half pipe of the athleticism in the legs, if they ever wanted to.
Yeah, that was, I don't know how that works. I don't know. Interesting.
We should do a segment. You snowboarding, hit the fantasy Zach.
That would be
fun. Get the outfit on.
That would be fun. I'm not doing one of them dives, though.
You could be like, or you could be like that girl that pretty much gamed the Olympics. That just did the. She was in the half. Would she just ski up and then ski back down? ski up? It was pretty genius how she got there, though. I mean, I wouldn't want to do it that way, but hey.
Did we last week? We talked about the amount of sex that's going on in Olympic Village, right?
It's to be young and to be
athletic and stuff like that. They said they gave out more condoms than any other Olympic Village previously.
I mean, come on, after 4 years of
After 4 years?
I mean, after 4 years of all that practice and being pent up and not really having a social life.
Yeah, I guess it was a good time to go ahead and. Because it's athletes from all over, you know what I'm saying?
It's like when you go to college, what are you supposed to do? So when you go to the Olympics,
if you was an athlete in the Olympic Village, right? Anybody can jump in here.
I'd be like Bodie Miller, like that time we first went. And he was all smashed and having sex with everybody. And if I make second Olympics, I'd be better.
So like, who are you going? Like, if you out there, you going to Olympics, and you were going to be staying in the Olympic Village, right? Like who is I'm looking for like the Swedish bobsled team, or I'm looking for like the Russian. I'm about to say the figure skaters, but they too young. Oh, I'm looking for who was like the one seeds of Olympic Village, on the female side, obviously. Curling. Not the curling. It's all.
I did
curling.
Hear the Russian curling team was hot, but I didn't.
I think somebody showed me a picture of the Russian curling team. You think it's more sex at the Summer Olympics or the Winter Olympics?
You asked that before.
I did ask that question.
When you put that many people in a small little village, and you pass out all those condoms.
You would say winter because it's cold outside.
Yeah. Yeah, everybody's huddled up inside and all that type of stuff. I think, like, summer, they're all still outside doing things.
Though in the summer, they're more dressed.
You got the basketball players. Sean Kemp be out that joint. Like, no. It was no Olympics 4 years
from
now.
He's got his own team. Yeah.
No Olympics in 4 years because all the athletes is pregnant. We still got New York Mount Rushmore to get to. We got to do the Nick one. The Rangers haven't been represented yet. And then we got to see if we got anybody that was left off. That'll be coming up on the overtime hour. Then Jake's going to take over the podcast because they're probably going to be upset with me if I do something with that. It's the Fantasy Sports Today program right here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.